David went up to Goliath, who was dressed in an armor of steel. None of our kind would fight the Philistine, who was looking for King Saul to kneel. Then he came upon this young man who was a shepherd and the youngest of his lot. Goliath laughed a great big laugh and said, "Is this the best you got? I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a soldier and you're a Jew. Now all of us don't need to fight, why not just me and you? Now you play a mighty fine harp there, son, but after I am through, I'll deliver your flesh to the fowl of the air and the cattle too." The boy said, "My name's David, and let us now begin, 'cause on this day the Lord our God will make sure that I win."
David, rise up from below and let's all pray to God. Goliath is 6 cubits tall and he fights very hard. And if you win, the Philistines will hear the shofar's call. But if you lose, I'll have to serve them all.
Now David stepped out from his place with just 5 stones, you know. No armor, just a slingshot, and he was ready to go. Goliath said, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" The people of Israel started to pray, and it sounded something like this.
Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.
What are we gonna do?
Look so big.
We'll never beat this guy.
Now the rock inside a slingshot flew. David needed only one. The people of Israel danced with glee, and the battle was all done. They sang,
"From your line, great things will come. The reign of David has begun. Children of the 12 tribes, don't you know? The land of Israel's where we'll go."
Now the Philistines turned and fled in a very big retreat. And Goliath lay flat on the ground right there at David's feet. David said, "If you ever come back, you know the way it'll end. I've said it once, Hashem is one, and I'll say it once again." They sang,
"From your line, great things will come.